Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gary Thurman. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thurman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thurman moves to third. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Joyner hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Bell fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Bell. Thurman scores. Jeffries goes all the way around to score. Joyner moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sachs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett hits a line drive beyond short. Griebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joyner scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Morello and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a pop-up into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive towards first. Joyner catches it and steps on first to double up Pasqua. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson bunts towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thurman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive beyond short. Wilkerson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Joyner hits a pop-up towards short. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Jeffries. The throw from Morello and he is safe. Jeffries steals second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett is walked intentionally. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries juggles the ball. That's an error on Jeffries. Thomas moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pascua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thurman. Pascua reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Royals. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Pascua moves to third. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McRae, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Pascua scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Craig Griebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Johnson. The slide. McFarlane applies the tag. Johnson is out. 2 outs. Craig Griebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Griebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Griebeck takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae bunts towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Shumpert hits a fly ball into right field. Pascua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Wilkerson. The throw from Morello and he is safe. Wilkerson steals second. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a fly ball into right field. Pascua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeffries for the out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Bell reaches second base with a double. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a line drive beyond second. Shumpert can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bell scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ron Karkovich pinch runs for Matt Morello. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkovich moves to second. 2 outs. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grybek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grybek hits a line drive for a single. Karkovich scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tom Gordon now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Karkovich now catching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-3 in the game. Sachs hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Shumpert is 0-for-2 in the game. Shumpert hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thurman strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeffries for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McReynolds strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0 for 4 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarland hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Brent Main pinch hits for Kurt Wilkerson. Brent Main batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Main hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Terry Shumpert. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.